Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, this is the right place to get the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you're going to find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and we're definitely ready to have a little fun and share with you some things I guarantee you you can use around your home this week. Just this hour alone, we're going to be talking about gutter guards. Man, we get so many questions and inquiries about gutter guards. There's so many different kinds. We're going to give you a few things to think about. We have a homeowner that's a little concerned about that, thinking about getting them. What should you get? We'll share with you what we know about it. Also, Joe, you know, one of the things that's always popular that we're going to also share is a few paint tips, because that is really the most common and most popular home improvement project that can make such a difference. But boy, when you have a few tips to make it a little easier and to get the results the pros get, that makes it even more fun.
Yeah, especially this time of year, as people, you know, the weather's getting cooler, autumn is right around the corner. I think people are going to be transitioning from working on the outside of the house to the inside of the house. And of course, the first thing you want to do is paint the interior. It's a relatively simple DIY project, but there are tips that can make it not only go a lot quicker, but a lot neater too.
That's right. There's a lot of ways that you can make it go a little bit easier, and that makes it more fun, and you're able to do a lot more. Another thing, if you live in an area of the country when there's millions of homes like this that have that area below them, the basement area, that you've been pondering what to do, we'll share with you a few things you need to consider if you're thinking about taking that space down below your house and turning it into a feasible, realistic living area. We'll give you some ideas on that. Joe, I know you're going to share a simple solution with us. What are you going to have later on?
Yeah, I've got one on. You know, when you're transitioning your laundry from the washer to the dryer, socks seem to go missing and, you know, other small pieces of laundry. Well, I've got a really simple solution, about as simple as you can imagine, but very effective way to prevent that from happening.
All right, that sounds good. It's such a mystery all the time that we, you know, a lot of times we'll remodel laundry rooms, or from time to time we will on the television show. And, you know, boy, you should see that homeowner's face when you grab that washing machine and dryer to pull it forward. They're going, wait a minute. What are you doing? Well, we've got to move these in order. Well, give me just a minute.
It's like, right,
give
yeah.
me just a minute to see what's back there. And there's usually some pretty embarrassing things back there, but usually there's a handful of change. So that makes it all that much better when you have a little money back there.
Yeah, there you go. That's how, you know, I think we mentioned this on air about, you know, winding up with one sock because you keep losing them. And someone tried marketing, instead of selling socks in a pair, was selling three. Assuming you're going to lose one somewhere along the way. So you'd have to buy three socks. I guess that was his solution.
Yeah, I bet that idea didn't catch on very much. Well, Joe, I'll tell you what, I have what usually would be just a dreaded chore that I'm doing this weekend. But I actually am looking forward to it. I am moving my youngest daughter, Emily, into her very first house.
Oh, great.
And outside, ready to go to Birmingham, is my truck, fully loaded.
Right.
A 16-foot long trailer, fully loaded with many, many wonderful Lipford hand-me-downs.
Okay.
And a brand new tarp on it with 237 bungee cords. So,
and when you get there, you'll probably have 37, because a couple hundred will blow off along the way. So if you're looking for bungee cords, just follow Danny from Mobile to Birmingham.
I'm ready to get up to my cruising speed of 79 miles an hour and not worry about anything flying out back there.
Okay.
But, so that should be interesting. But you know what I'm going to do? This is something that we've told people over and over, and there's one detour by Home Depot that I'm going to go by and buy her first tool kit.
Oh, good.
Now, I know she's probably got a few handfuls of things here and there, but, you know, we've mentioned this many times to homeowners, is what a great housewarming gift that is. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm putting all of this together along with a bottle of champagne in the tool bag and giving it to
her. Well, before you start driving nails, you want to have a nice glass of champagne.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of champagne before you crank up that saw. But but anyway, so I started making the list up, you know, that I'm going to buy this afternoon. And boy, you know, you can make a long, long list, but I've got to get her a real cool, soft tool bag. I'll have that. And,
right.
and I thought about one of those combo kits that would have like the cordless drill, maybe, you know, a saw and a couple things in there. I always thought those were pretty economical.
Yeah.
And pick up
because
one of those.
Because you don't have to buy separate batteries and separate chargers if you're buying individual tools. That's a great thing about a combo kit.
Yeah, and maybe some go ahead and get her some drill bits, and little drill driver bits. Got to have a socket set, a couple screwdrivers, adjustable wrench. Hacksaw is something I always have thought of. Yeah. And, of course, a paintbrush and a caulking gun is not a bad idea as well. Any other suggestions that you'd have?
The thing I always think of is you can't always buy everything you need at once, no matter who you are, right? Because you're always going to leave something out. So for something like this, you know, Emily's just getting started. I think just getting the basic hand tools and a couple of power tools. And like you said, the cordless combo kit is definitely the way to go. But don't forget, like, tarps, paint rollers of different sizes. You know, painting tools are often, you know, the 7-in-1 painting tool, which is kind of like a putty knife that, you know, has a lot of different uses. But that would probably be more than enough. She's still going to have your phone number, right?
She'll still have my phone number.
Dad, you're only 4 hours away.
And I'll tell you, the other advantage of doing this is, you know, then when you're, you know, when I go up there, the inevitable few weekends ahead that I'll be helping her with certain things around the house, she has tools already there. I don't have to scramble around and worry about
it.
I have tools there. They're already
there.
And hopefully it'll encourage her to start doing some more things, which she's very, very handy. So any kind of moving or anything like that usually be a pretty dreaded chore, but I've been looking forward to this all week, and hopefully we make it there without any tire problems and that kind of thing that can make the day go very, very long.
Good. And don't forget a couple of pliers and a level, even if a torpedo level, if you don't want to get her a longer level, you know, a vice grip or certainly a needle nose and maybe some snips, some kind of snippers. You know, nail sets are always good. Of course, we just said you don't need much, and we have a list of about 40 tools already.
Of course, you know what happens. You get in the aisle of Home Depot, and all of a sudden, you got two baskets full. And,
right.
And so we'll try to avoid that. Joe, I understand some statistics came out. They kind of put everything together on housing and so forth. It's always kind of interesting to me to think about how many actual new houses were built and what the average square footage of those houses are these days, because that's changed a lot over the years. What did you find out on that?
Yeah, this is from the U.S. Census Bureau based on their highlights of housing from 2020. That's the most recent statistics they have. And it's divided into single-family homes built in 2020 and single-family homes sold. So you get a sense of what's being built and what's being sold. And there were, in 2020, there were 912,000 single-family homes built. And the average size was 2,261 square feet, which is kind of interesting, I guess, 2,261. And then of the homes sold, there were 822,000 single family homes sold. And the average size was 2,333. So approximately the same size. And the average sale price of a home sold, single family home sold, was almost $400,000, which I thought was higher than I would have guessed.
Wow, yeah, me $391,000.
$391,000. The average sale price of a single family new, this is a new single family home sold in 2020.
Oh, boy, that shows you the challenge it is to buy that first new home. I know my daughter worked for years and years and saving to be able to qualify for all of that. And the banks are pretty tough sometimes. You know, the things were really kind of loose about 10 years ago. You could almost get money for just about anything. That's not the case anymore. You've got to have some good, clean credit. You've got to have a significant down payment and a lot of other hoops you have to jump through. But
especially because you really should try to put down 20% of the sale price to avoid having to also take out a mortgage loan.
That's
and
right.
So
yeah.
If the average price is almost $400,000, you have to come up with $80,000 cash just as the deposit, so you don't have the down payment, so you don't have to get a mortgage insurance.
Man.
That could add up pretty quickly, right?
That makes it even more significant when someone is able to take that step, and it makes you want to help them even more. So I'm looking forward to it, and she's going to work me to death, I'm sure, but that's okay.
How long are you going to be up there, just for the weekend?
I'll be 3 days.
3 days, okay.
3 days, yeah, and then come back to get some rest.
Yeah, I was going to say, hope you don't have a lot to do when you get home on the fourth day.
Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio, and you know what we're going to do. We're going to have some fun. We're going to share with you a lot of information. Joe's got a simple solution coming up. We got another great product. If you're looking at doing a little bit of trimming around the outside of your house, and you've had a little trouble with using loppers or using a chainsaw, I've got something that kind of fits right in between that you might be interested in that can really help you have the best-looking yard on the block. So we've got a lot of information to share with you. We want you to be a part of it. The phone number to call is 800-946-4420. Our today's homeowner hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your opportunity to ask us any question, comment on anything, share with us a tip. Also, you can send us an email anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Whatever you're doing, just settle down, relax, and get ready to have a little fun here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Call today's homeowner anytime, 800-946-4420.
Here at the Home Depot, we want to help you do big. Bigger. Even epic. From small tools to earth-moving equipment, we've got your DIY covered. No matter how big or small. And at the Home Depot, you can rent and reserve online and pick up in-store. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. We're heard coast to coast on some awesome radio stations across this great country, including WCRA AM 1090 and 100.5 FM in Effingham, Illinois. And a special hello to that general manager, Sheila Myers. Thank you so much for putting us on the air in that part of Illinois, and hope that you'll be able to reach out to us so that we can help you with any challenge you might have around your home. Pretty easy. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. We're going to try to get to as many of those emails as we possibly can. But right now, we want to help David that's in Rhode Island that has a question that a lot of people would want to ask right now about gutter guards. David, welcome to the show, and tell us all about it and some of your concerns.
Yes, hello. I have been searching for gutter guards for a few years now, and it gets very confusing and overwhelming for me. I go to home shows. Of course, there's usually about 3 to 4 vendors, and of course, everybody says theirs is the best. You do Google searches. I've had one company come out. I like their product. I don't really like their sales pitch. So I live in the Northeast, ice, snow. I want something quality and that is going to stand up to the time factor. I was wondering if you had any suggestions for me.
Okay. Well, we've certainly explored this over the years quite a bit. I actually did a television show where we compared a lot of the different gutter guards, and even did a segment on the CBS Early Show a few years back. And it's hard to give a definite answer because what we've discovered is several things. This is just personal observation here. One, if your gutters are sized big enough, you rarely need gutter guards. So instead of a 4-inch gutter or a 5-inch gutter, step up to a 6-inch gutter with the same oversized downspout. That's what I did at my new home. And I'm amazed. I haven't cleared but maybe one time just a little bit of debris out of my gutters because it flushes it right on out. But that only helps if you don't have gutters yet. Now, if you have gutters, I've also figured out that what works in Arizona doesn't necessarily work in Rhode Island because of the difference in that climate. And you talk about the sales pitch with these guys. I mean, that's a shame because they do turn it up, high pressure, buy now, all of this kind of thing, which I never have liked and don't think that's necessary to sell a good quality product. But there are a lot of them. Now, one that we've worked with a lot and that we've used a lot is called Gutter Brush. Have you seen or heard anything about Gutter Brush, David?
I have seen the product. I wasn't a fan of it because it seems like pine needles. Well, first of all, I trim everything back away from the house, but we do get windstorms where leaves will blow in. My pine trees, I don't really like pine trees, so I cut them all down. I mostly have maples and oaks, couple poplar. I didn't like the brush portion. I was fearful that the leaves would still stick in there and I would still have to climb the ladder and clear that out.
Yeah, that is one of the things, having to shake those out like that. The other thing, some of the gutter guards, and Joe's going to chime in here. Joe, you know, some of the things we've talked about before is how some of the guards are covering the gutter so much,
right,
that you wonder in a heavy rain if that water's going to just jump right over the gutter or, you know, instead of being detoured down into the gutter like it should be. What are some of your thoughts on this, Joe, for David?
Yeah, David, you're right. It's a little bit of confusion trying to pick out one that works. And they all work to a certain degree. Just a matter of, are they going to work, but I'm still going to have to get up there and clean the gutters, in which case, or clean the gutter guards, in which case, why do I even have them? And so through the evolution of creating these gutter guards, what they found is the ones that had, that drained the water the most efficiently, meaning the water comes off the roof, especially you're in Rhode Island. I live in Connecticut, so I assume, you know, your architecture is probably very similar to ours, where you have relatively steep roofs, so the water comes off those roofs pretty quickly and pretty fast. And so some of the gutter guards, in order to control that water, did have relatively large slots or holes in them, so the water could go through it, obviously. Well, what happens is the larger the hole, the more debris it would trap. So then they started coming out with what are called micro-screen gutter guards, which are beautiful because it just is exactly that. It's a tiny screen, usually stainless steel, and nothing gets clogged in it. Well, that's great. But what happens is if the water's really rushing off the roof, it runs right off of the gutter guard and onto the ground. So you don't want that either. So you have to go something in between. Now, how high up off the ground are your gutters? This is a second story house?
Yes, yeah, so I have a colonial with an attached two-car garage.
Okay, yeah, so you're up pretty high. Yeah, the gutters are up pretty high. I was going to say, if it's a ranch home and you could reach it easily from the ground, I wouldn't even put gutter guards. I'd get some kind of make something or buy something to hook up to your shop vac and just vacuum it out. That's what I do at my house. I decided, because I went through the same thing, David. I was trying to figure out which one to buy. And plus, they're expensive. That's the other thing. So what I'd recommend is, if any place you could reach with from the ground, I would just not put anything on it. Anything that you couldn't reach, buy almost any gutter guard that, you know, I would probably go with the micro screen because nothing will go through there. And if some water runs off, then some water runs off. It's not going to be the end of the world. If you're going to go with a gutter guard, I would go with a micro screen one.
Fantastic. I even tried the, what do you want to call it, the tool that attaches to your backpack blower.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, when you're going up that high, and recently, luckily, let's say an online vendor, if you're not happy with a product, you can send it back. Because I actually ordered a high water pressure that I attached to my my pressure washer.
Right.
That thing, it shot out of my hand. It was like a rocket. It was just like, all right, bundle it up, send it back. I thought that would be great. But
I tell you, David, anything that blows the leaves off, whether it's air or water, it's pretty efficient, but it's not as efficient as sucking them out. If you can suck them out, then you have to worry where they're going, right? They're going right into the shop vac. Now, you know, you have to be able to reach it. You have to be able to reach the gutter. So if it's more than 10 feet high, then that's a challenge.
All right, David, well,
could I ask one more question?
Okay.
Could I? Do you remember what episode? I can go back on my cable box and I can look up your previous episodes. Which one did you talk about these different gutter protectors?
Well, I'll tell you, that'll take a little bit of searching on our part, and we're happy to get back in touch with you on that. I'll have my producer check on that, because it was several years ago when we tested a lot of these things, but I'll make a note for Mark to follow back up with you and get that information to you.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for your time.
Our pleasure, David. I hope you have a great weekend and solve that problem with those gutters. It's one of those things that is a big challenge. Let's jump to an email right now, if we will.
Okay.
Meredith in Georgia wrote in, and if you'd like to send us an email, do so right now. todayshomeowner.com/ask. Meredith asked, we have a lot of bare spots in our lawn, so I did a pH test and found that the soil is acidic. I don't want to add anything that's harmful to the environment, so what can we do beside adding lime? Can you describe how to top dress a lawn? Joe, I think here might be a great idea. We can assume, as we can assume with most yards, that they have not been aerated in a while. So
right,
Meredith
yeah.
would take a rent an aerator, not very expensive, run it all over the yard to, you know, knock those plugs down into the penetrate the surface of the grass, and then feeding lime, architectural or agricultural lime, in a lawn like that, and then basically just spread it out, and then just take the rake, maybe turn the rake over, and just kind of lay it out there and let rain or your sprinkler system do the rest. That will raise that pH level up closer to that 7 number that you're really wanting to get to help your grass grow. Then you might explore some of the ways that you can reseed some of those bare spots. There's some great grass seed that's available out there, and you can go on todayshomeowner.com and read a lot of tips on how to put hay on top of it to keep the birds from having a snack, and then the amount of watering that you need to do so that you can fill in those bare spots. That was an email from Meredith, and you can send us one again at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Coming up, I'm going to share with you that special product that we just found that's a cordless hatchet pruning saw. I bought one of these a while back, and I'm amazed at how often I use that very tool. All of that and a whole lot more coming up on Today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Call Today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Tree pruning is one of those jobs that can take a lot of time and a lot of effort, especially if you're using a manual saw. And a full-size chainsaw seems a little too much and maybe a little dangerous holding that up over your head, especially when you're up on a ladder. So Milwaukee came up with this, the M12 cordless 6-inch hatchet pruning saw. This has the power to cut 3-inch hardwoods and delivers up to, listen to this, 120 cuts per charge. But at less than 5 pounds, with a real compact design, it gives you more control and maneuverability in those really tight areas, not to mention less fatigue reaching up over your head when you're trimming some of those limbs. The brushless motor delivers plenty of power and instant throttle response to make cutting a breeze. And even though it's small, the saw has an easy access chain tensioner and automatic oiler, just like its larger cousins. So for more information on this, it's called Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet. And you can just head over to homedepot.com for more information and to place your order.
I was imagining, I've not seen this, I was imagining like a reciprocating saw, but this has a chain, has a saw chain.
It's a chain saw. It's a little bitty chain. I mean, it's like a 6-inch chain.
Yeah.
And very easy, just one hand you can reach and do everything. I mean, you can cut up to a 3-inch limb. Now, it'll take a little while to gnaw through that, but, you know, most of the things that you're cutting are inch or inch and a half or something like that. So it makes it very, very easy to go with that. So anyway, another great product
like
from our
that.
Friends at Home Depot. Right now, let's head to Kentucky, see if we can help Shirley with some painting tips. Shirley, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on there around your house.
Well, there's a lot going on, but right now we're trying to do some painting, and I just wanted to know how you can pour paint from a large can without a big mess.
Well, it is it can be quite a challenge. And when you're talking about a large can, are you talking about a 5 gallon or a 1 gallon?
5 gallon or 1 gallon? 1 gallon.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Shirley's checking with somebody there. I say.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's good for you.
The one that does most of the painting.
Well, good, good. You're the backup crew. You supply the painter with the paint.
She's the foreman.
Foreman.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you know, it is and has been a problem with the way traditional paint cans, are shaped and the little lip that it has around it and it drips down the side. Well, they have come out now. I don't know which brand, maybe all of them have spouts that are now built into the top of the can that you're able to actually unscrew a opening and you have a little spout on it. But Joe, this is something that we've always tried to help homeowners with over the years, the different painting tips. What would you suggest, something real simple for Shirley to solve this problem?
Shirley, I know exactly what you're talking about because I've fought with this for years, and it is a mess, especially when you open a brand new can of paint, of course, because it's filled right to the very rim. And I've got a couple of solutions. First, as Danny mentioned, they do sell little snap-on spouts, and I bought two of them, and they each work pretty well. There's one that's probably less than a dollar. It's hard to describe, but it kind of looks like it's plastic and it's curved, and it kind of looks like the brim of a hat almost. That's the best way to describe it, like a thin brim of a hat, and it snaps on the lid of the can, and you can easily pour it. But then you have to remove it and clean it to put the lid back on, you know, if you're continuing to paint. And then they also have one that's a large rubber lid that snaps down. It basically replaces the can lid, and it snaps on and has a spout with a little rubber seal that goes on top of it. So you just pop it open, pour it out very easily. It's no harder than pouring milk from a gallon of paint. And then you snap the little lid on. And that works really great, too. And you can leave it on until you're ready to put the paint away permanently. And I shared a simple solution recently showing how, just with some painter's tape or masking tape, how you can form a little lip around the lid of the rim of the can, rather, after removing the lid and pouring that off. Now, that works best when you've already taken some of the paint out. But what I would recommend is, if you're going to do a lot of painting, splurge, and for like whatever it is, like $6 or $7, get the kind that snaps on and covers the entire lid and has the built-in spout.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for helping me.
Have your husband run to Home Depot right now before he makes a mess and get one of those snap-on lids.
Okay. Sounds good. We're going to go shopping today.
Good. Good. Well, best of luck on that project. I'm sure it'll turn out great. If we can help you any other way, Shirley, let us know and have a great weekend. Let's go ahead and get right to an email here. Again, we got a lot of emails. We appreciate you sending all of these in. And if you'd like to send us one anytime, todayshomeowner.com/ask is where you can go. That's what Christina did. She says, I just bought my first home. Well, congratulations. That's always one of the best feelings you'll ever have. This was built in 1957. The original hardwood floors appear to be in pretty good shape, but they're grungy and dirty looking. What's the best way to clean the floor without causing any damage? Thanks for any suggestion that you might have. Well, you know, Joe, sometimes I hesitate to recommend renting a polisher, a floor polisher, because they can be a little tricky to use, but boy, are they so effective if you have an empty room there and you're able to get the hang of that thing, and it's just, you know, orbital, you know, it spins, it's orbital, and right. You're able just to go along there with the right pad. Boy, that takes a lot of that elbow grease away from the whole process.
Yeah, it does. And if she wants to test because there's lots of floor cleaning products available. If you wanted to test one in a small area, Danny and I have had great luck with a line of products from a company called Rejuvenate, mm-hmm. and they have one called Professional Floor Restorer. Mm-hmm. So it not only cleans it, but it also hides any scratches. And so you could try that in a small area. Or if you want to try a homemade cleaning solution, you can add a cup of white distilled vinegar to a gallon of warm water and just, you know, use that to scrub the floor and see if that works. But you know, I would at least try one of those, either a product, this homemade solution first. And if it cleans it up and it looks okay, then continue. If not, then you might have to go to renting a machine.
And another thing, that if you do use something there that will require that manual work, go ahead and spend the money on a really good applicator. Now, Rejuvenate has their own applicators that are very good quality and so forth, but you still you want something that's a good size so that you're not overworking yourself. But man, what a difference it'll make. And many of their products dry within just an hour or two, so it's something that you could potentially do half the room in the morning and move everything over in the afternoon and do the other half so that you don't have to move all of the furniture out. But it does make a big difference. And again, congratulations, Christine, on buying your very, very first house. Nothing like it. You'll never have to worry about what you're going to do this weekend. You'll always have a list to take care of around the home. You're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. When we come back, we're going in the aisles with our friends at Home Depot and Danny Watson. Pretty interesting conversation. Stay with us here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more. What can you do with one bag of Quikrete? Create your masterpiece and enter it into the Quikrete One Bag Wonder Contest for a chance to win up to $2,500. Large or small, practical or whimsical, any Quikrete mix will do. The bag is the limit. Open to legal residents of the United States and Puerto Rico 18 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends October 8th, 2021. For official rules and complete details, visit quikrete.com/one-bag-wonder.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of. Metal roofing is durable, low maintenance, and energy efficient, making it one of the best choices for today's homeowners. They often last 50 plus years and can protect your home from extreme weather. With styles and colors to suit every taste, metal roofing is definitely worth considering. Want to learn more about metal roofing or find a contractor near you? Check out the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. While you're there, be sure to enter the Metal Roofing Rave sweepstakes and you could win a $100 Home Depot gift card. Visit metalroofing.com today. In older homes with old electrical wiring, the hazards you don't see may be the most dangerous ones. Loose wiring connections or damaged wires can cause arcing or sparks that may lead to a fire. The solution is an arc fault circuit interrupter, or AFCI. Leviton offers AFCI outlets and circuit breakers that detect hazardous arc faults and interrupt the power, reducing the likelihood of an electrical fire. Learn more at leviton.com/AFCI. Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
Welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lippert here, along with my co-host Joe Truini, and we're about to go over to Home Depot, into the aisles of Home Depot, with our friend Danny Watson. Danny, I know that Labor Day has come and gone, and you guys had a lot of activity around there. I noticed the Labor Day Savings event sounded like it went pretty darn well.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. And, you know, our savings continue on through September 15th. Let me share just a few of these top deals with you.
Okay.
Yeah, out in our garden center, we've still got Mums 4 for 10 on select Mums. And nothing speaks fall, I think, than a fresh pot of Mums by your front door.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Garden Soil 3 for 10. And it's a great time to plant, so you want to take advantage of that. We've got great deals on grills, Ryobi blowers, Hampton Bay fans, Behr paint, and the list goes on and on, especially down in appliances. You'll want to take advantage of these deals all over the store.
Well, you know, another thing that I realized that Home Depot's done a very good job is really stocking things up because, you know, a lot of places are really having a hard time getting things such as appliances, but the buying power of Home Depot and the ability to, you know, think ahead on a lot of things, that's a big advantage there because they'll have what you need there right now.
You're exactly right, and we have a great lineup. You just have to check out our showroom and take advantage of these savings.
And, of course, you know, throughout the year, it's always a good time to, you know, do a little more organizing. And, you know, of course, everything's there for that. But I'll tell you, you know, different parts of the country, already some of those cool nights starting to happen here and there in certain areas of the country. And fire pits are more popular than they've ever been before. I assume you guys are ready for that as well.
We've got a great lineup. Matter of fact, this weekend I'm getting mine ready to enjoy it with my grandkids. But the weather's cooling down. We've got a big selection. The Hampton Bay Piedmont 30-inch is a great deal. So come on down and pick up your fire pit.
And, you know, while you're looking at that and some of the accessories for fire pits, because, you know, if you use a good wood, you know, and you use a good seasoned wood like oak or maybe a little bit of pecan if you want to kind of smoke it up a little bit, and then have that grill that goes down over it so that not only are you staying warm, but then raking a few of those coals around and putting the grill section right on top of it, that just adds, to me, another dimension to the enjoyment of a fire pit.
It really does. It really does. You're able to use the dual function of that and just enjoy the outdoors while you're doing it.
Well, like Danny said, you know that those savings continue on through the 15th, so you don't want to drag your feet. Get on out to your local Home Depot and realize some of the savings. As always, Danny Watson, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Danny, that was interesting what you're saying about the fire pits because I live in Connecticut and here in New England, we get much more use out of our fire pits in the fall, right? Starting about this time of year. I mean, this morning when I went out for my morning walk, it was 53 degrees. So it's already
It's time.
Getting pretty cool in the mornings and in the evenings. So, if you're going to get a fire pit, don't think it's just a summer item because as the weather gets cooler and cooler, you can use it to take the chill out of the air at night.
Oh, that's another great, great gift idea for someone that's really loves the outdoors. Hey, I want to share with you a few things you need to know about basement renovation, particularly an extremely important code issue, and that is proper egress. You know, if your home has an unfinished basement, you might be thinking about converting it into usable living space, maybe putting in that home office you've been talking about, game room, or you may need an extra bedroom or two. That's a great way to add square footage and increase your home's value, but only if you do it the right way, and that means following all of the requirements of the building code. For basements, the most important issue is emergency exits or egress from living space. The International Building Code defines living space as areas used for living, sleeping, eating, or cooking. Now, of course, that includes offices, game rooms, bedrooms, home theaters, a very common use of basements. These openings are important because they allow you to escape safely while also allowing a firefighter with full gear to get in if the need arises and an emergency takes place. Now, the code requires these spaces to have two forms of egress. The staircase to the main level of the home satisfies one of these requirements, but a second form of egress, such as a window well or basement door, needs to be added in the basement to meet these code requirements. Basement doors are a great way to meet the egress requirement because they allow you to move large items in and out of the basement without trekking through the home. And you'll appreciate it if you have to replace a furnace or move a lot of furniture in there. Now, window wells help improve the look and comfort of basement living areas while still providing that required egress. Adding daylight and ventilation makes basement rooms feel a lot larger, warmer, and of course, more inviting. And some window wells are even available with built-in terraces that can act as steps and can be landscaped with your favorite plants or flowers to give that basement basement room, a real nice view. Now, these tips brought to you by our friends at Bilco, the leader in basement access products. And to find out more to how you can get the most out of your basement, visit Bilco.com. Very interesting website, and you'll see how they have really raised the bar on this requirement. Instead of it being just something that you have to have, they made it into something you would really want to have in your basement to make a big difference. Coming up, we're going to go right to that simple solution. Joe, go ahead and give us just a little tip. Don't keep us hanging. Just what can we expect coming up?
Okay, here's just a quick tip on how to prevent losing a sock in between the journey from the washing machine to the dryer.
There you go. All right. We cover all kinds of things in the simple solution, because the simple solution is there to solve some of those common problems that you have. And what's more common than losing a sock in that mysterious room? Where does it go? We'll figure that out, and a few other of the world's problems that we're facing when we come back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Want to remind you, you can reach out to us. 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline, or send us an email right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, the number one place for practical, realistic home improvement tips.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at Checking In with Chelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Here at the Home Depot, we want to help you do big. Bigger, even epic. From small tools to earth-moving equipment, we've got your DIY covered, no matter how big or small. And at the Home Depot, you can rent and reserve online and pick up in-store. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight bond sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Chelsea Lipford Wolf here. If you're a fan of great before and afters, you need to check out my ranch revival. Dad and I are renovating my 1950s ranch-style home inside and out. You'll get the scoop on everything from simple curb appeal updates and painting projects to energy efficiency improvements and rearranging walls. Find out more at todayshomeowner.com/ranch revival. Brought to you by American Standard, Armstrong Ceilings, Geldwin Windows and Doors, Rockwool, and Wetwall, a Wilson Art Company.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Another place you may want to drop by is todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. Did you know we have over 500 60-second video versions of the great simple solution that Joe shares with us each and every week? We have a lot of people talk about binge watching, and certainly you sit down and you can just get this wealth of information of all of these tips. Is a great place to go. Again, it's todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. But right now, here's a fresh one from Joe.
Okay, Danny, here's a solution to the sock. When you lose a sock when you're doing your laundry, and inevitably you go to put your clothes away and you got one sock instead of two, the first place to look is in that narrow space in between the washer and the dryer. That's where socks, underwear, handkerchiefs, any small item often will fall into that gap. So to avoid this, what you do is go out and buy a length of foam rubber pipe insulation. And what you do is you wedge it into the horizontal gap across the top of the two appliances, then you just bend it. You don't have to cut it, just bend it and force it into that vertical gap. In fact, when I first did this, I was just going to put it in the horizontal gap. Then I realized, well, wait a minute, what's going to prevent it from going into that vertical gap? So I just bent it and shoved it in there. And now with those two areas plugged up with the insulation, the sock can't fall, no laundry can fall in between the appliances, and plus it also helps absorb vibration. If there's any vibration between the washer and dryer, the foam rubber will help absorb that. And if you go to todayshomeowner.com/simplesolutions right now, you'll see a video of me showing exactly how to do this tip.
Well, that's great. That makes so much sense and so inexpensive. That's the epitome of a simple solution there. And you know, I'll tell you, when those washing machines get just a little off kilter, and it's really a headache to try to level those things up, you know,
right,
because you have to get to the back supports and the front supports, and you're playing with it and playing with it. It's a tough one there. And I don't know how they end up getting, I guess the vibration will loosen those screws from time to time.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I did with my washing machine. This is not a simple solution, but it certainly could be, is I just lashed it down with a ratcheting band clamp.
You're ready for earthquakes up there in Connecticut then, aren't you?
Yeah, because it was bouncing around, and like, you know, I'd find that on the other part of the basement, and I had to dance it back, you know, so I just I just lashed that thing down. Now it doesn't move. Simple as that.
That's pretty good. Simple Solutions also featured each and every week on the Today's Homeowner television show. And I'm also very proud to announce we're headed into our 24th season on national television. And we have reached the highest saturation of the United States that we've ever reached in all of our 24 years.
Wow, that's great.
When our show premieres in middle of September, it will be able to be viewed on 91% of every television in the United States. In addition to all of our streaming platforms on Roku, Crackle, Pluto, Amazon, LG TV, Samsung TV, Xumo, and a lot of other funny sounding names like that. So if you're wanting to look at Today's Homeowner, you'll be able to find it anytime, 24 hours a day. And we're very, very proud that we're rolling into this 24th season with the second longest running home improvement show in America. If you haven't checked it out, go to todayshomeowner.com/view. /local listings to find out where you can view it in your area. Hey, this pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. So glad you were able to spend a little bit of time with us. I know you probably have a busy weekend, and hope we've been able to share with you some information that you can use. And if your station that you're listening to doesn't carry the second hour, head on over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss a thing that we're going to cover in this second hour. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.